Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Up Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grand Comments for today, Thursday, September 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 4 cents at 667, December wheat up 5 cents at 849 and a quarter, and November beans down a penny at 1382 and a half. Once again, the export sales for the week won't be announced until next week. So we're just remaining in the dark here for another week. Wheat higher, still some concerns about Putin's comments. You know, personally, I think it's, you know, Putin trying to goose up the price of wheat so he can sell more of the stolen Ukrainian wheat. But who knows? We do know it's hot out west. It's going to stay that way for another several days. Shouldn't have too much impact on the corn or beans. Might have some impact on getting some winter wheat into the ground. But I think we'll be okay once we get a little bit of rain there, which looks like they're going to get some rains here and there. So I'm not too concerned at the time being. There's plenty of talk about inflation and recession. You know, the crude oil traded this morning down to 81.20, which is the lowest price we've seen since February 8th, before the Russian invasion. Now we bounced here. Crude's currently up $1.44. That might help support the grain somewhat out here. But the dollar's up another 34 ticks, back over 110 at 110.18. So that may put a little bit of damper on the markets here. But I think it's really a matter of what guys want to do to try to position for the reports on Monday. The average guess on corn looks like it's around 172.5. with a carry out of 1.22. I think that's considerably higher than what we would have expected if the Pro Farmer Tour numbers were right. We were looking at a carry out, you know, somewhere between 900 and a billion bushels. So this may be a little bit bearish considering what's into the market already. The bean number, they're looking for a yield of 51.5 with a, you know, carry out that's tight. But I think it's going to be getting bigger. And if we can push it back over 300, maybe on the next report, I think that kind of eliminates some of the problems, particularly with Argentina farmers. They had a big spike in their sales the last 2 days because of the announcement about the peso. Brazil is expecting a huge crop if they get the weather. So I can't get too excited about the beans in here for the time being. So really, all eyes are going to be on the reports on Monday. Between today and tomorrow, I think we'll see a relatively choppy trade. There's just not a whole lot of fresh news out here, but obviously there's still concern about the power plant in Ukraine. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.